From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. WLRN is embarking on an exciting project next week. Starting Monday, we're following one of our reporters on a four-day mission to circumnavigate Miami-Dade County via the canal system. The many canals that crisscross South Florida are a prominent feature of our landscape and the skeleton of our drainage system. I recently spoke with Miami River Commission Chairman Horacio Aguirre about the history of these canals. The canal system in South Florida was an enormous undertaking by the Army Corps of Engineers in the 20th century. The flood controls allowed people to settle farther and farther west off the coast. But as Horacio pointed out in our chat, some of our waterways are much, much older.
Because the original builder was God. Many of these canals were actually here when the Tequesta Indians were first living here. Now, we've done some refinements, and we did a little straightening out of the Miami River.
Now, for this project, we reached out via social media and the Public Insight Network to ask listeners what they wanted to learn about South Florida's canals. And David Freer wrote in and asked, why has the quality of the canals seemingly gotten worse? And David wants to know if the pollution has actually gotten worse or if nostalgia is clouding his vision. What's your answer for David?
This one is one of my favorites. The canals are actually cleaner today, basically because the social consciousness of the people of Dade County were aware that you don't throw trash in the water. The question that really people get confused is, where did the pollution originally come from? Did it come from the manatees? Nope. Did it come from the boats? No. That's the biggest misconception. It came from stormwater runoff. The majority of the pollution in the waters today, the inland waters, is actually from us. Someone who decides to wash their car on a Saturday afternoon, miles from the road, from the waterways. That water goes into the sewer systems, the public sewer systems, and is drained into the waterways.
Now, from Twitter, Annie Online asks, what kind of bottom-dwelling creatures live in the canals?
About 10 or 15 years ago, there was hardly anything other than crocodiles, which have periodically come and gone from the waterways and the canals. But we've now got turtles, we've got crabs, we've got mullets, we've got lots of fish feeding on the bottom of these waterways. That's telling us that the waters are much cleaner today than they used to be.
We got a lot of people asking a lot of questions about what else is in the canals. Specifically, a lot of people asked about bodies being in the canals, cars, weapons. There seems to be a perception that the murky water is hiding Miami's dirty underbelly, the evidence of her crimes.
It's a wonderful story. And I love traveling around the country, and people will ask me, do we all drive red Ferraris and have partners that are half our age, and do we all carry weapons and whatnot? It makes for a fabulous story, and it's part of the wonderful TV series Miami Vice. But that was entertainment. It was meant to be entertainment. It's
no bodies.
True. No bodies.
Now, you have an event coming up this weekend. What's this event?
Oh, we do. We do. This is the 16th annual Miami River Day Festival, and we're holding it at Loomis Park. Come on out. It's free. We offer free tour boat rides, narrated up and down the river throughout the day.
And again, I've been speaking with Miami River Commission Chairman Horacio Aguirre. Thank you, Horacio, for being here.
Thank you, Ariane. It's been fun.
And if you want to learn more about the Canoe Project, visit WLRNunderthesun.org or find us on Twitter with the hashtag Canoe Project.